Hey, beautiful people, what's good? Welcome back to Fikemi Adereje Podcast, the FAP period. You know the vibes already. Like, it's been so long and I've missed you guys so much. And I'm back to recording content. So I'm going to give you guys back. It's been so long, guy. 2021 was different from what I expected. Started with exams, everything. If you listen to my life update, you know what's actually up. But I'm home now, done with exams, done with fourth year. Glory be to God, because fourth year wanted to kill me. Nah. Crazy. But thank God we're done with that year. Going to the final year, final lap. I just pray that God crowns all our efforts, my classmates, everybody's efforts with success. We're going to excel. We're going to come out great and we'll have cause to testify. So without further ado, let's get into today's juicy episode. Bye, and I'll see you guys at the end. So what's up? First of all, I want you guys to actually tell me what's going on in the comment. Wherever you see this link, right? If you're listening on, I don't know. If you can access our Instagram page, please go to the Fikemi Adereje Podcast on Instagram. That is THEFIKEMIADEROJU Podcast. PODCAST. Yeah. So go follow us on there, and actually, so if you don't want to put it in the comment section where this post will be, I'm going to tag it friendships or something relating to friendships, yeah, because that's what I want to talk about. So you can just send me a DM. I actually want to know what's going on with you guys. Let's connect back. I feel I've lost touch, but the touch is coming back. Be touch screen. That was not necessary. But yeah, as you can tell, I'm so excited to be back recording. It gives me so much joy. And at first I struggled, let me know, like, to get back to recording scene. I tried to like make a couple of voiceovers and like talk to my phone as usual. But then all I needed to do really was to get my nails done. To get back into that, you know, pizzazz. Like, yo, Fikemi, okay, Fikemi is now back, you know. School Fikemi is back. Now, the real creative Fikemi is back. So I just had to get my nails done. And now that my nails are done, like, I don't know, the difference is there. So you gotta know what makes you feel good. I get you back into your creative zone. But yeah, now that I'm here and I have so much, well, let me lie, I don't have so much content. So. Well, I had like this creative block. There's something like that actually, it's true, it actually happened. So like after exams, the only thing in my head was all about networking and communications, computer engineering, electrical engineering. That was all that was in my brain. So I had to like do a quick wash and get myself back into creative space. So today something actually clicked with me, and that is friendships. I want to talk about friendships today. The last time I recorded a friendships or acquaintance series was a while ago, and I was going to continue. Actually, truth is, okay, I'm deviating, but yeah, it's been a while, get with the program. Truth is, I was meant to record content with another podcaster in my school and my roommates and everything, but it all happened so fast. I'm literally finished exams. It told us to leave school, so like everything was just bad girls, and I had projects to finish, and you know, I just had to do like a scale of preference and put my priorities together. And I was always so tired, like, excuse me, 24 hours was not enough for me anymore, like crazy. But I'm grateful about the fact that I can share record, you know, and we can still record content together later. But it might take some time. So I'm just going to go with the flow of whatever is happening today. So friendships. There's something that struck with me. And that is, I was looking back and it got to a point where I was thinking, okay, I have more months at home now. And there's so many of my friends that I grew up with I haven't seen in such a long time. Because when I'm available, they're in school. When I'm in school, they're available. It's just, it never really works out. And I'm the kind of person that hopefully it changes this year. I feel it's slowly changing, but I really don't go out of my way to see people. Confession time. And so, because I hate people or anything, it's just when I calculate everything, like I when I call it overthinking, I calculate my outings a lot. So I'm always calculating time spent here, how many minutes, this, that, getting home. Because traffic, I can't predict Lagos, and I hate night rides. And also because, you know, every security... I'm not sure, like, I love living my best life and enjoying myself. Well, then, when you let it work, you know, my head has to be straight. I don't want to get lost in, like, everything and risky. And I know God is going to protect me for sure. God always protects me. But, like, you also have to be conscious of your environment. This place is a ghetto. And not where I live, but, like, the state itself, GKS. Like, security, you have to be... care, everybody is doing one kind and there's still a pandemic, COVID is still out there. I'm not trying to get myself into that, so I have to be cautious and like know how I move. Because times I've actually said, okay, you know what, to hell with it, I'm going to my, it's been so long, I'll leave my house by 10, get there by 2, and I have to leave by like 5 or 4 so I can beat island traffic. So kidney points, I'll spend like 9 hours in traffic to see my friend for 2 hours. Come on now, let's think about this really. And 9 hours in traffic is a lot of money. Transportation is a lot of money. Even if I was thinking about driving, like driving to and fro, driving is also a lot in this Lagos. So like, calculated everything is very important as well. Like, you have to be realistic. So it's not like I don't like seeing my friends, it's just a lot involved. But big ups to everybody that does it, you know, I respect you guys. Big ups to you. Very soon, hopefully, I join the easy way. But till then, you know, it's just vibes. So yeah, back to the friendship. So I was thinking about it and I was like, yo, it's been so long since I spoke to a lot of my friends. And I reached out to one of my friends today. I don't think I've spoken to this person in like a year or two. And I finally connected this person on, I think, Snapchat, because I really don't use Snapchat, but they use Snapchat a lot. So I logged in and everything, and we're talking, and I was like, wow, I can't believe we haven't spoken in 2 years, because we just clicked instantly. Like, it didn't feel like I haven't spoken to this person in a long, long time. So just showed me how some friendships are, you know, when people threaten, like, oh, you've not checked up on me in a long time. I was talking to my friend, he's a content creator as well, and he was telling me about how one of his friends came to attack him, that oh, he hasn't messaged her in a long time, and he's not a good friend, like blasting him. And I'm like, yo, people like this exist? Because we're talking all the time, like every day, 24 hours, oh, Nishani, don't you have work? Like, how are you making that bag? If it's like we're talking about business, that's different, but we're just gisting. Nah, I don't like keeping those kind of friends around me, because I'll get too comfortable and we'll both not be able to succeed. Why are we gisting for 24 hours? Okay, Max, you didn't text me yesterday. You didn't text me. Like, it is okay to go a week without talking to each other. Like, it's a friend. I know you're good. Like, what I'm trying to say is, if there's a valid reason, like, I'm busy with work and everything, I care about you, yeah, but I'm trying to build that friendship where I can go a few days without talking to this person, but I know they're going to be good. Like, and they don't feel like, you know, I'm neglecting them. If you get to a point in our friendship where you feel I'm neglecting you, then that means that the friendship is not solid. Because the kind of friends I have around me, and I'm so grateful for them, they know. Like, when I was busy with exams, I didn't have network to be texting people like that. Sometimes my friends would text, and by the time I wait for this clock thing to turn into a tick, I'm already with it, so I just drop my phone. And then next thing, oh, I haven't called. Nah, we don't do that. And whenever we speak, we can still catch up. That's like growing up. We don't have time on our hands to be talking like before. And that's the reality of things. So the fact that I have friends that understand this really means a lot to me. So I was talking about friends like that. It's really the ghetto. If you're like that, fix up. You can't just wake up and start accusing people and you don't know what people are going through, especially in these times. You don't know what anybody's going through. I remember this particular friend of mine, I hadn't spoken to this person in a long time, and it was very strange because this person always checks up on me. So I messaged her and she was like, oh, she was not feeling too good that day. She saw signs of COVID in her. I said, eh? And I feel so bad because I had no idea. And I felt like a really bad friend. Like, whoa, damn. and comes to play with me as well. But the thing is, when we spoke about it, she was like, oh no, it's calm. Like last we spoke, I was talking about exams and she didn't want to stress me. I get that. And I understand where she's coming from, because whenever I'm dealing with stuff or I'm not feeling well, unless my friends like go out of their way to come look for me or they notice that I've been off, I just don't want, I'm like, oh, I'm sick. Except for like having a conversation, it's like, oh, are you good? And like, nah, I'm not feeling too good, just recovering from this. But for me to go out on my, I just feel like I'm putting another, like, I don't know, burden. But I'm working towards that, because my friends are giving me sweet talk about how they're gonna deal with me if I don't fix up. So yeah, I'm working on that. But I feel like having an understanding in friendships is better, because friendships are meant to be stress reliefs. They're not meant to add to your stress. Like, no, I don't want that, please. If you're going to stress my life, exit. Don't, yeah, wow, wide. It's very wide for any amount of human beings to pass. You can take your leave, honestly. And I also noticed something. There are a lot of people that I was close to ending of last year, early this year, and now I just don't see them in my friendship circle. Like, I don't see them as people I'll be long-term friends with anymore. And it's not because I hate them or anything, excuse me. It's just that we don't click anymore. I've realized that my value in the friendship is way greater than, like, the way you see me, if that makes sense. Like, the way you value the friendship, I value it way more. And it's different, like, it's definitely natural for that to happen. But then this one, there's a drastic difference. Like, you see me as that, I need to do this. Can we do this for me? Do this for me? Do this for me? But then anytime I come to you, maybe I have issues or something, you always shove me aside. And when I realize that, I'm like, yo, this friendship can't work again. And the thing is, I was thinking about this. Let's have a conversation in the comment section of this post or on Podrum, if you're listening on Podrum, so we can have a conversation. Do you think this is the right way to end a friendship? Go to the person and talk to the person and explain, okay, this is what it is. This is how I'm seeing things. Let's end this friendship. Or just not talk to the person again. Because for me, I'd rather not just talk to you again. Based on how I know myself. We'll talk about it, yeah. But then you say some things and I'll just get so... And it's not like I hate the person. But like, I'd rather we just drift apart by it. Like, everything should just drift apart, yeah. And the energy I give you, just take it. And if you come to me like, oh, I noticed that we don't talk about it, it's like, it's just life, you know what I mean? Like, life happens. You know, I'd rather that than a confrontation. I hate confrontations. Like, don't look me in the eye and make me explain to you why, like, the friendship's not working again. Why? That's torture. But yeah, you guys should tell me what you think. You can also send me a message if you have my number or on Instagram. Any way you want to, just tell me your point of view, because I honestly would just prefer. And if you prefer that as well, let me know. Let's have an interaction. But basically, that's why I wanted to come here and share. Like, it's okay to let friendships go, you know. We're not in primary school anymore. If you're listening and you're in primary school, enjoy your friendship circle. Well, I'm not in primary school anymore. And the kind of friends I'm trying to build right now are friends that will help me grow and will not get me frustrated about stuff, like the little things get me upset, get me irritated. I don't need that in my life. There are already enough things in the world to irritate and frustrate me. I don't want someone close to me with that energy to get. And it's a good thing to be able to realize what you want in your space and what you do not want in your space. It shows growth. Like, okay, I know I don't deserve this, I know I should have this, I know this is not that. Being able to make decisions for yourself and not in a situation where you consider too many people's opinions, because if you consider too many people's opinions and it becomes detrimental to your growth, that's a problem. So you being able to make decisions for yourself, that even though you know, yeah, will cost you some friendships, but if they were meant to be there in the first place, they will not cost that much to lose. If a friendship, yeah, is basically taking so much from you and it's way better for you to lose it, right? But if it's a friendship that's benefiting you and all, don't lose it. Yeah, let me just end with that because I think I'm starting to ramble. But yeah, it's been a while. I missed you guys and I hope you enjoyed this episode. I just want to welcome every new listener to the Fikemi Adeoju podcast, hosted by yours truly, Fikemi Adeoju. The vibe on here is always tagged. I'll be back with more tags, but just enjoy this episode. And I'll see you guys on my next one. Make sure you like... Cooking Show YouTube now. This is my YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts or any platform you're listening on that you can subscribe on. Give us a 5-star rating, please, on Apple Podcasts. Share with your friends. Don't be stingy with our episodes. Come on. Share it. And yeah, bye.